to Revelation chapter 4. See an amazing scene in heaven. After these things, I looked, and there was a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice I heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, "Come up here so that I can show you what must happen after these things." Immediately, I was in the Spirit, and a throne was standing in heaven with someone seated on it. And the one seated on it was like jasper and carnelian in appearance. And a rainbow looking like it was made of emerald encircled the throne. In a circle around the throne, there were 24 other thrones, and seated on these thrones were 24 elders. They were dressed in white, clothed and had white clothing and had golden crowns on their heads. From the throne came out flashes of lightning and roaring and crashes of thunder. Seven flaming torches, which are the seven spirits of God, were burning in front of the throne. And in front of the throne was something like a sea of glass, like crystal. In the middle of the throne and around the throne were four living creatures full of eyes in the front and in the back. The first living creature was like a lion, the second creature like an ox. The third creature had a face of a man's, and the fourth creature looked like an eagle flying. Each one of the four living creatures had six wings and was full of eyes all around and inside. They never rest day or night, saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, the all-powerful, who was and who is and who is still to come." And whenever the living creatures give glory, honor, thanks to the one who sits on the throne, one who lives forever, the 24 elders throw themselves to the ground before the one who sits on the throne and worship the one who lives forever and ever. And they offer their crowns before his throne, saying, "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, since you created all things, and because you will, your will, because of your will, they existed and were created." Then I saw in the right hand of the one who was seated on the throne a scroll written on the front and the back, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a powerful angel proclaiming in a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and to break its seals?" But no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll to look into it. So I began weeping bitterly because no one was found who was worthy to open the scroll or look into it. Then one of the elders said to me, "Stop weeping. Look, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has conquered. Thus he can open the scroll and its seven seals." Then I saw standing in the middle of the throne and of the four living creatures and in the middle of the elders a lamb that appeared to have been killed. He had seven horns and seven eyes, which were the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. Then he came and took the scroll from the right hand of the one who was seated on the throne. And when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders threw themselves to the ground before the Lamb. Each of them had a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. They were singing a new song, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open the seals, because you were killed. And at the cost of your own blood, you have purchased for God persons from every tribe, language, people, and nation. You have appointed them as a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth." And I looked and heard the voice of many angels in a circle around the throne, as well as the living creatures and the elders. Their number was 10,000 times 10,000, thousands times thousands, all of whom were singing in a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was killed to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and praise." Then I heard every creature in heaven, on earth, under earth, and in the seas, and all that is in them, singing, "To the one who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb be praise, honor, glory, ruling power forever and ever." And the four living creatures were saying, "Amen." And the elders threw themselves to the ground and worshiped. What an awesome scene in heaven. The Lamb of the tribe of Judah. The Lamb of the tribe of Judah, purchased with his own blood, people from every race, nation in the world, and race and nation in the world. His death on the cross gave him the righteousness needed to open the scroll. He purchased us with his blood, gave us a chance to be with him in heaven around that throne someday. But until that day, we proclaim his death until he returns by partaking of this meal, representing his body and his blood that he used to purchase us, his kingdom. Our Father and great God in heaven, we thank you for the opportunity we have now to proclaim your Son's death. We know without his death, we'd have no hope of heaven. But because of his death, every one of us, regardless of the color of our skin or the language that we speak or our nationality, no matter who we are, if we follow him and love him, that we can be with you in heaven someday. Be with us now as we partake of this meal that he left us, this memorial that he left us, as we partake of the bread that represents his body and the juice that represents his blood, thinking of him, the all-powerful. Because of his righteousness, he's able to open that scroll, the only one who's able to do it. Thank you, Father, so very much for this glimpse into heaven as we try our best to get there someday. It's in Jesus' name that I pray.